I'm Libby Price. Great to have your company this early on a Saturday morning. Today on A Country Breakfast, farmers breathe a sigh of relief that the federal budget could have been a lot worse.
I'm not stepping away from the fact that there's been cuts, but you know, if I was to say, well, we could keep that but we'd lose a diesel fuel rebate, I think people would be vastly more upset with me.
Was that the choice?
No, it wasn't, but of course we went into bat to make sure we kept the diesel fuel rebate, but I'm not for one second going to gild the lily and say that there wasn't a cut to Landcare. There was.
There sure was, to the tune of about $500 million. We're bursting with post-budget blues on A Country Breakfast this morning. Tony Allen, what would you consider to be the budget biggies?
Well, look, for regional Australia, there are probably three. There's the two cuts. One is big cuts to research, some aspects of rural research, and cuts to land care. But the positive would certainly be the big spending on infrastructure, where a lot more money is going to go into regional roads, rail, and also access to ports, which is going to help our exporters. Some of the other things affecting regional Australia in the budget... The government, as we heard then, did not change the off-road diesel rebate, which is very good news for farmers and miners, nor did it change wine tax, which is very good for small winemakers. And it did reject a couple of more drastic recommendations from the Commission of Audit to cut rural financial counselling services and a string of research programs. But on the other hand, it did lead to cuts in the CSIRO, which will affect climate research, and also cut renewable energy funding as well, and cooperative research centres, which are scattered around the country, lost 20% of funding. So more on that as we go. I guess on the Landcare side, there is a $500 million cut, but